Everyone knows what this is, right, when you hear this?
Oh, yeah, man.
You see Harrison Ford with his whip and his hat and his man satchel running along?
Yes.
Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show on Next to You. And you, when's the last time you saw this movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark?
I don't think I ever saw the whole movie. I think this is one of those movies that I just saw bits and pieces of over the last million years. Yeah. It was made in 1981. So, you know,
it's almost 40.
That's a long time. My family, we had watched all of the Marvel movies and then we finished them this weekend with the last Spider-Man, which is awful.
Should have just ended with Endgame.
But you know, I get it. It's like a teeny bopper kind of movie. So,
yeah. So done with Avengers, but still the kids being home. Yeah, because Avengers did such. There's so many movies and they're so long. It was great for the quarantine. It killed so many nights.
23 or 24 movies, and you know, we found that like we were living with those characters for so long.
Well, you were,
you know,
you with Captain America a little more than most people should be, but.
It was so great. All the Chris's. you know, so we really miss them. So we were trying to find another series, and I had mentioned the Indiana Jones series because every time we go to Disney, we see Indiana Jones stuff and they have the live show and they show you how to do it.
Even though the kids
stunts.
Hadn't seen the movies they knew of.
Yeah, everybody kind of knows Indiana Jones. So I thought, well, you know, like maybe we just do a throwback. So we watched the first one last night, Raiders of the Lost Ark, which, by the way, I don't know why. But I always associated that movie with like something space related. I think because it's Raiders of the Lost Ark. So I knew that it wasn't going to have anything to do with space, but I still kind of go there in my mind, which is funny because as we're watching it, it seemed as though they used the same set that they use for Star Wars in a lot of cases because there's a lot of sand everywhere and it looked like you're kind of on the moon or you could be in a desert. Who knows?
So they just recycled a lot of stuff back
then.
Yeah,
I think that's what they did.
Then you saw a Wookiee running in the background.
Yeah,
and it just,
that wasn't supposed to be there. so we watched the first one.
And I mean, I can't – kind of like you, I always see bits and pieces when it's on. I can't remember the last time I saw it. From beginning to end. So how is it from beginning to end? Does it seem like it's 39 years old?
It does. It 100% does. The story was okay. Hard to follow when you're used to like it just being so obvious from watching all the Marvel movies. Mm-hmm. But, Harrison Ford, I had to explain because, listen, things are very different now than they were 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I had to, because there's one point in the movie where he's a professor and he's in class and all the girls are sitting with their chins and their elbows and they're just looking. And my kids didn't understand what that meant because that's really old fashioned for girls to just like see somebody and be dreamy.
Get all starry eyed.
So I'm trying to explain. I was like, he's dreamy to them. And they were like, what do you mean dreamy? I was like, they think he's hot.
Yeah.
And they're like, ew, him? That guy? And I was like, back
Come
then,
on,
yes.
Yeah.
And then my husband's like, by the way, that's Han Solo. And then they were like, he's so old.
Oh my God.
Oh, they were dying. They were dying. Dying watching it. Yeah.
So they were not as into it as they were the Marvel movies.
We were not. It was actually the 2-hour movie that we watched last night of Raiders of the Lost Ark was much more fun for us just to watch how things had changed, like the bad scenery and the, you know, like the bad
the
green
CGI
screen
stuff, if that even existed back then.
Yes. And at one point you can like this, he's in with a snake and you can see the glass partition between him and the snake. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's not really going to get attacked because you can see the glass wall between, you know, so it was funny little things like that that we were able to enjoy.
So I take it you're not going to continue with this series? There's
I'm
what,
not
three
even
more?
That interested. No. I don't know. I don't know if I should or not, but I feel like we need to have, you know, I don't want to keep watching them for the mistakes.
Yeah. And you want one that's like a series, right? That not just like one-off movies.
Yeah, because we really enjoyed watching Marvel.
Okay.
You know?
So the four that pop into my mind that are, I guess, somewhat recent-ish or something that are series. Mm-hmm. Would be the Hunger Games movies. Is that way too violent?
I think that we might be ready for that. I read the books and then I watched the movies, which are just, they did an excellent job with those movies. And I remember thinking, is Tori ever going to be able to handle it? But there, Indiana Jones has a lot of blood. Like,
it does,
every time he would hit someone, blood would splatter. It was really gross.
Well, that's where, like, with the Hunger, I mean, it's Jennifer Lawrence, so I know if that's a lot more current for your kids.
Right.
Then there's the Harry Potter movies, which I've never seen a minute of.
Those are fun. My daughter's not interested at all.
Okay.
So my son and my husband and I really like them. And she's kind of getting to that age where she doesn't want to be with us that much anymore. So maybe
it's gotta
if
be
she,
something
if
she's
she
into.
Moves herself away, yeah, then we can watch those.
Then I thought maybe the X-Men series. There's 13 in that whole thing with the Wolverine. And, I mean, you get Hugh Jackman. That ain't bad, right?
Those Wolverine ones that's really gory,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so you think that might be a little too much?
I think that might even be too much. There's a lot of slicing and dicing. Yeah.
And I know we've probably tried to get you to do this a couple hundred times. The Star Wars movies.
And we brought that up too. There doesn't seem to be any interest from either kid to watch the Star Wars series. Yeah.
Even with little Yodas.
Isn't that funny?
And lightsabers.
Yeah,
like, it seems like there's a lot of action.
I even tried to get my son to watch The Mandalorian. And we watched the first episode together and he just has completely lost interest. Huh. Yeah. So there's got to be something. I'm not going like 50 Shades. You know, their kids aren't ready for that.
Yeah, well, then there's 50 Shades or John Wick. I mean, those are family friendly, really.
I wouldn't do that.
So you know what's funny, though, is that my father-in-law will watch John Wick. He goes literally from the Hallmark Channel to John Wick movies.
Wow.
Yeah, over Christmas, like whatever seems to be on at the
time. That's 0 to 100 real quick.
Well, exactly. And so my kids will go to visit and then they'll come home and be like, he made us watch John Wick.
Oh my God.
So they may have already seen them, even though they may not have wanted to. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible. Nothing says the holidays like Keanu Reeves killing 50 people in a bar.
Country mornings are the best.
The Andy Summers Show. Weekday mornings.
It puts us in a great mood.
On Philly's Country Station.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.